Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Naubin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates Lachit Borphukan Police Academy, lays foundation stone for housing projects in Assam. Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi says government is committed to ensuring that consumers are well informed and protected against misleading claims. Advisor for School Education and SCERT Dr. Kekshilule Yome emphasizes that education is key to liberation and societal progress. And Nagaland Congress Party says country today is confronted with forces trying to destroy the very principle of the Indian Constitution. Now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the revamped state-of-the-art Lachit Borphukan Police Academy and laid the foundation stone for Police Academy housing projects at Dergaon. Speaking on the occasion, the Union Minister said that Assam is developing at a fast pace and peace has returned to the state under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Shah said that due to efforts of Prime Minister Modi, almost all the militant groups of the state approached for peace talks and many have surrendered.
पुलिस एकेडमी जिस तरह से विजुलाइज की गई है उसका पहला चरण जमीन पर उतारा गया है दूसरे चरण का मैं पूरा क्रियान्वयन कैसे होगा वो देखकर आया हूँ एक प्रकार से भारत भर की पुलिस एकेडमी में हमारे आसाम की पुलिस एकेडमी ये 5 साल में नंबर 1 बनने वाली है नंबर 1
The Union Minister also informed that the centre will provide 3 lakh crore rupees projects for the state and will boost the infrastructure sector. Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi today said the government is committed to ensuring that consumers are well informed and protected against misleading claims. The minister said this while addressing a webinar via video conferencing on the occasion of World Consumer Rights Day. Mr. Joshi emphasized that the government has modernized the grievance redressal mechanism by focusing on consumer empowerment.
This year, the webinar is just a transition to sustainable lifestyle. This theme reflects the need to make the sustainable and healthy lifestyle choices available, accessible and affordable for all consumers while ensuring that these transactions uphold the people's basic rights and needs.
The minister mentioned that the government is actively working to make sustainable products more affordable and accessible. Mr. Joshi said the government is encouraging industries to adopt environmental friendly manufacturing processes and sustainable innovations. The minister further said government is not only focusing on consumer protection but also on consumer prosperity. Nagaland's advisor for school education and SCERT Dr. Kekshilule Yome today emphasized that education is the key to liberation and societal progress. Speaking at the 48th Biennial General Conference of the Northern Angami Students' Union hosted by the Chedema Village Students' Union in Chedema, he urged society to prioritize education. Highlighting the Northern Angami region's strategic advantage of housing the state capital, Dr. Yome encouraged students to be broad-minded and accommodating. He also called for long-term community visions. He stressed that societal status is now determined by education rather than wealth and urged students to work hard. Addressing the evolving landscape of education and technology, Dr. Yome emphasized the growing role of machine learning and digital learning, especially post-COVID-19 and the need to stay globally competitive. Expressing concerns of a preference for private schools despite presence of qualified government teachers, the advisor urged for increased enrollment in government schools. The Nagaland Congress Party said the country today is confronted with a lot of forces trying to destroy the very principle of the Indian Constitution by propagating policies and programs which are in conflict with the interests of the people of India. Speaking at the launching of Congress membership drive at Congress Bhavan, Dimapur today, Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee Working President C. Apok Jamir said, as far as secularism is concerned, the very existence of our way of life and belief is threatened by some of the policies which have been propagating for almost 14 years. Mr. Jamir, who is also a former MP Rajya Sabha, said the purpose of having membership drive is not for numbers game, but a movement to awaken the conscience of the citizens.
And today, having launched this program, it is a very momentous, very symbolical, and at the same time, a needed program for the Indian National Congress at large.
Highlighting the Congress Party's legacy, Mr. Jamir reminded the gathering of its role in India's freedom, struggle, constitutional development, and protection of marginalized communities. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news for quick news update. Follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Our Students Conference, AKM, today staged a mass protest rally at Mokokchung against non-fulfillment of demands at Dr. Imkong Liba Memorial District Hospital, IMDH. President AKM Lanutushi Iyer said, AKM has written to the department on many occasions about the problems faced by the IMDH. He, however, lamented that the appeals and representations have fallen onto deaf ears even after expiry of 30 days representation and 7 days ultimatum submitted to the concerned department. Mr. Iyer also mentioned that a meeting was held between representatives from the department, Ao Sendan, Watsamungdang, AKM and IMDH officials in the presence of DC Mokokchung yesterday, during which the department assured for immediate efforts of posting required doctors to IMDH. However, the AKM demanded that the department should give the assurance in written, without which the agitation by the AKM will not be called off but will continue in phases. Advisor to Chief Minister and Chairman IDAN Abu Mehta and Chairman of TAFMA Theja Meru attended the Adelaide Fringe Festival 2025 in Australia yesterday as official delegates. Mr. Mehta met with leadership of the festival and held discussions on possible collaborations, partnerships and mutual agreements. He took the opportunities of the several meetings and deliberations with multiple leaders and delegations to highlight Nagaland as a tourist destination. Mr. Mehta dwelled on Nagaland's geographical advantage as a gateway between the Indian subcontinent and the ASEAN, with the added asset of rich human capital and a vibrant young population. Meanwhile, TAFMA Chairman Theja Meru highlighted the vast potentials of the music, arts and entertainment sector of Nagaland. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully completed the flight acceptance hot testing of the cryogenic engine designated for the sixth operational mission of the LVM-3 launch vehicle, LVM-M6. The test was conducted at the ISRO Propulsion Complex at Mahendragiri, Tamil Nadu. The LVM-3, also known as Launch Vehicle Mark III, is a three-stage medium-lift launch vehicle developed by ISRO. The cryogenic engine of every mission undergoes hot testing as part of its acceptance process for the flight, ISRO said in a statement. ISRO highlighted that the innovative test method is significantly reduces the setup time and effort required for the flight acceptance test of a cryogenic engine, which in turn helps faster delivery of cryogenic stages for space missions. General Officer Commanding Spear Corps Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pendharkar flagged off the second leg of the 3,900 kilometers bike rally from Rangapahar Military Station in Nagaland. The 15 days rally, which began in Vijayanagar, Arunachal Pradesh, is traveling through 9 states and is set to reach the run of Kutch, Gujarat on 23rd of this month. Having already covered 550 kilometers across 2 states, the rally has engaged over 200 ex-servicemen along the way. The group of 12 bike enthusiasts, including members of the Indian Army, Assam Rifles and locals from Arunachal Pradesh, will continue their interactions with ex-servicemen, expressing gratitude for their service and contributions to nation building. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates Lachit Borphukan Police Academy, lays foundation stone for housing projects in Assam. Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi says government is committed to ensuring that consumers are well informed and protected against misleading claims. Advisor for School Education and SCERT Dr. Kekrilule Yome emphasizes that education is key to liberation and societal progress, and Nagaland Congress Party says country today is confronted with forces trying to destroy the very principle of the Indian Constitution. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.